I think heart issues can cause anxiety. The reason for this is manifold. The first thing to understand is that as a person who hasn't much medical knowledge, like a doctor, having a symptom to do that with the heart is incredibly scary. It can be extremely lonely when you're experiencing this because you don't know where to look for questions. And unfortunately, these days, what tends to happen is when you have these symptoms, it's very difficult to go and see a doctor sometimes. You may not necessarily have a good experience with the doctor or may not necessarily get all that time and the reassurance you need. And so what tends to happen is that people worry about their heart and they don't get that reassurance that they need. And often that reassurance is about knowledge and empathy and empowerment. So if you have a heart issue, it is really important to find a doctor that you have confidence in, someone who has time, who can give you that knowledge and empower you. And that helps in a big way to get rid of the anxiety. The second thing to say is that no matter what kind of medical condition you have, you can always improve your quality of life. A lot of anxiety comes from feeling helpless, feeling like you are a spectator and something is just going to happen to you and you are at the mercy of doctors. The truth is, by taking control, by feeling empowered, you can always make a difference. And that then empowers you to be less anxious. So in particular, if you are someone who has a heart issue and you're under stress, feeling that you can actually tackle the stress will make a difference. If you are someone who has a heart issue and are not sleeping well, then tackling your sleep will make a huge difference to your overall quality of life. If you're someone who has a heart issue and you're scared of exercising, tackling that fear about exercising and exercising will give you a whole wealth of confidence, and that confidence will improve your quality of life. The great news is, if we improve our mental well-being, our physical well-being improves automatically. If, on the other hand, we let our mental state go downhill because of anxiety about our heart, then that paradoxically worsens our heart health. So whenever you're worried or whenever you've been diagnosed with a heart issue, the first thing I think that is really important is to sit and be with a doctor that you trust, someone who can be empathic, someone who can reassure you, someone who can give you lots of knowledge, and then someone who tells you to go and be fearless and do things which would automatically scare you. And by doing that, your mental well-being improves. And there is lots of evidence now suggesting that if your mental well-being is good, your prognosis from your heart is much better.